Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you, people of God. We are indeed grateful. We're grateful to be back here. As always, again, another opportunity that we can come and be in the presence of the Lord. God bless you tonight. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come, people of God. Again, we are grateful. We thank God for another opportunity. We thank God for this time that we can come and be together. Truly, God is good. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And we want to invite you again to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Invite people of God. As we often say, if you don't invite, they won't come. If you don't invite, they won't know, amen, that we're here and that we're live here on the Prayer News Network Global. So go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite. Invite them to come on out and be a part. Be a part with us on tonight, amen, on this marvelous Monday, on this marvelous Monday. Go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite, amen. And while you're inviting, we just want to give God thanks and praise. Thank him and praise him for another day. Of course, yet another opportunity to come and be in the presence of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Despite all, it doesn't matter what's going on, people of God. I thank God that we hold the victory. I thank God on today, the Jehovah Shalom. Glory to God, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. We declare it, we decree it. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Shammah, he's with us always. Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. Jehovah Mekadesh, he is our sanctifier, our cleanser. Amen. Jehovah Tsidkenu, he is the righteousness of God revealed in us, his people. And then we thank God for Jehovah Nisi. Glory to God, our banner, our covering, our shield. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, thank God for you, people of God. Thank God for each of you. Thank you for coming out to be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on and be with us on tonight. Invite. Amen. While you're doing that, just want to thank God on tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank him on tonight. Glory be to God, for he is the great I am. He is, people of God, he is the great I am. And we give him thanks. We give him praise. People of God, we bless him on tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Thanking him for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle Dr. S.B. James. Giving God thanks and praise. Thanking him on tonight for our senior apostle, the apostle Samuel Huggins James. And thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God on tonight for all of our glory to God. Amen. Thanking God on tonight for all of our advisors, people of God. Thanking God on tonight for you, each and every one of you. Glory to God. Thanking him for our scripture reader. Thanking him for our prayer warrior. Amen, Jesus. That always come, that they're in place. Amen. In place and ready to do the Lord's bidding. So we bless God. We thank God on tonight. We glorify him. We honor him. Amen, Jesus. We honor him on tonight. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for you, you, and you, people of God. Thanking God for all of the fine, very fine speakers that he sent to come to be a blessing to each and every one of us that comes to bring forth his word. We give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him, people of God. We want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil, your paper,
Yes, go ahead and get it, people of God. Go ahead and get it. Bring it out. Amen. Your pen, your pad, your iPad, or whatever you're taking your notes on, go ahead and get it, people of God. Get it and bring it on out. Amen, Jesus, because we know that there is a word from the Lord for us on tonight. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We thank God on tonight for our longstanding commitment on tonight. Minister Duncan, amen. She's coming tonight. Again, people of God, she was with us here on last night, and she's with us here again tonight. Amen. On every Sunday, every Monday night, we give God thanks. We give God praise for the woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank him. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite someone. Invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come and be a part of what the Lord is doing on tonight. Go ahead and invite people of God. Go ahead and invite. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. As we go ahead and sit and prepare for tonight's broadcast, we are, as always, we are recording, and you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and get ready to sanctify our lines. And after we sanctify our lines, people of God, we're going to have Sister Mary Hollins, if she would come. If she will come with our scripture for tonight, glory to God. And then the very next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker on tonight. Amen. In that order, glory be to God, missionaries, and God bless you. You have the platform on tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. I say yes, Lord God, to your will and yes to your way. Hallelujah. And when your spirit speaks to me, Lord, with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you, Lord God, for allowing us to come back, Lord God, once again on this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, to hear from you, Lord God. With our whole heart, Lord God, we will agree, Lord God, with your word. And our answer will be yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We come tonight and say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your love and thank you for your kindness towards us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, to say, Lord God, we praise your holy name. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch us right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, for all the sins, Lord God, for all the iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Almighty God, for everything that we may have said and done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight tonight, Lord God. We come with a repentant heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, to lift you up, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, creating us tonight, Lord God, a clean heart. And renew, Lord God, that right spirit within us, Lord God. There's nothing will hinder us, Lord God, from in your being in your presence tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look up on this line, Lord God, on each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near. Almighty God, every country, every city, every state, Lord God, that's on this line and representing tonight, Lord God, every home, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, meet the needs tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look on that boy, that girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's in trouble right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move for him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to just say, to have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy on them tonight, Lord God. Save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart, Lord God. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord God, and not a heart of stone. But they may hear your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and say yes to your will and to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight. On this line, Lord God, let your precious will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to heal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, every soul, Lord God, that's on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that have sickness in their bodies, Lord God, that is afflicted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, by your stripes, we were already healed, Lord God, so it was predestinated for us to be healed tonight, Lord God, and we come in the name of Jesus, asking you to move, Lord God, move on this line tonight, Lord God, save souls. Deliver, Lord God, set free tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come this night, Lord God, yielding, Lord God, to your presence, to your choice anointing tonight, Lord God. Give spirits to ears, Lord God. Not just ears, Lord God, but spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight through this woman of God in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to have your way through her. In the name of Jesus, that we may, Lord God, be fed, Lord God, this night. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, move on, Minister Bradley, Lord God, for you see and you know everything, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you know her needs, Lord God. Supply her needs, Lord God, according to your riches and glory tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, don't let any of us leave this land the same way we came in Jesus' name. And we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We will give you the honor tonight, Lord God. For truly you are worthy, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, like no other can do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor tonight, Lord God, for your worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. And for that, Lord God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we will give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus.
And praise the Lord. Give it up to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the Penitent Bible, to the Penitent may be coming from Titus, the third chapter, the first through the ninth verse. Put them in mind to accept the pastors and apostles, to obey straight, to be ready to every good word, to speak in no man, to be no but on all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, being deceived, serving double love and living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God I say on man here, not by works of righteousness, we have done unto his mercy he saved us, by the watching of generation new religion, which shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that been justified by his faith, you should be made according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful thing, teaching our will that die, that they which shall leave in God might be careful to maintain work. These things are good and profitable unto me. But of God's foolishness and contention, striving up the mouth, for they are have read to you Titus, the third chapter, the third through the ninth. May God have a blessing to the reading and have told the word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We surely give God the glory. We do give God the praise tonight, for he is worthy. There is none like him. Hallelujah. There is nobody, no one, no other God to be compared to this great God that we serve. He is Elohim, El Shaddai. Whatever we need him to be tonight, he can be that and even more. So we come to bless him tonight and to give him the glory and to honor him for the privilege and the pleasure to come back together one more time. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody didn't make it last night. Somebody probably died while we were on the PNN last night and will be dying now, even as we are here. Bless his name. And so we should count it a blessing, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to come back and to be alive in the land of the living, have the activities of our limbs clothed in our right mind. God has been faithful and God has been good, and we do, oh God, to pray, something that we can never get tired of doing or should not get tired of doing, because he never gets tired of blessing us. He don't get tired of causing us to breathe every time we wake up, or to cause us to use the activities of our limbs every time we get up out of our bed. So he deserves the praise. And tonight I want to just magnify and glorify him and tell him, thank you, Master. Thank you, sir, for being that good to us. Bless his name. We thank God for the advisors and the prayer warriors and Minister Bradley, the evangelist of the Lord God, that God had give this vision to. We thank God for her. May God bless her continually. And for all of you that are gathered from near and far, I know protocol that has already been established. I come into agreement with that. But I bless God from my past to the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple where I worship. And the family bless his name. And all of you that are leaders and wherever you're listening into tonight, I greet you in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for this word now that you would, God bless and sanctify the ears of your people that were here, what the Spirit is saying unto us as your church. We want to thank you tonight, oh God, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we will not sin against you. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. In the mighty name of Jesus, release now ministering angels to minister to everyone that were here tonight. We forbid backlash and retaliation, Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you now, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, release an anointing, God, that will make this word come forth with ease. Anoint, God, my God, this platform and the airways tonight against every demonic assignment, every attack. In the name of Jesus, neutralize every power of the air in Jesus Christ's mighty name as we sanctify this word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, I'm going to deal with a topic that says obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And we'll be coming from the book of 1 Kings chapter 13. But before I get there, I just want to say that we all know that we are living in a time where disobedience has escalated like we have never seen it before, including the church, including God's people. We expect the world to disobey. We expect those who are geared to disobey. But there's a level of disobedience in the body of Christ like we have never seen before. Oh, bless his name tonight. Wickedness has intensified like we have never seen it before. It is a sign of the coming of Jesus Christ. He said evil is going to get worse before he comes. We look at Noah, even as Noah Filling the ark was a sign to get into the ark of safety. Get ready for a rain is coming. He warned them for over 100 years to get ready because there is going to be a flood. But only 8 souls were saved. Blessed faith, blesses him and his household. Glory to God tonight. And so you declare the word of God, and you see the people with rebellion and don't want to have nothing to do with God. It's because the word of God is being fulfilled. In Genesis chapter 6, 5 through 8, it says, and God saw that the wickedness, glory to God, tonight of man was great in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight, yes, God. And that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Oh, bless his name tonight. Let's look at around us in every nation where we are and look at the evil, continual evil on the news, everyday evil. Bless his name. And it repented to the Lord. See, God was sorry. The Bible says it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. Hallelujah. God was sorry that he made man, and he was grieved. Today, God is grieved, and God is sorry for a lot of people he created in this earth. Oh, bless his name. He is grieved at the sin that is in the church, in the pulpit, hallelujah, and the lives of his people. The Spirit of God is grieved because what is going on through disobedience, hallelujah, and the lives of his people. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. I am sorry that I've made them. But the Bible says the only person that found grace during that dispensation was Noah. Not even his children, not even his wife or his daughter-in-law. The Bible says specifically that Noah was the only person out of all of those created by God found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Are we finding grace tonight like Noah in the eyes of God? Oh, bless his name. And so there is only a remnant that will walk in complete obedience like Noah did. Bless his name. The grace of God is only upon the one he had chosen to be a part of his kingdom. This grace is not for everybody. Everybody who say, Lord, is not going to enter. Everybody who go to church is not a part of the remnant. Glory to God. He said, though Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant is going to be saved. And that goes to the Gentile nation. Even though they be gathering to the house of God by the millions and thousands in some of these churches, only a remnant is going to come out of these big churches. And God is going to call them into the real church where holiness is. Oh, bless his name tonight. So we're going to look at this life of this man of God, this young prophet that God gave instructions to, and he did not obey God, and the consequences was dire for him. In 1 Kings chapter 13, 11 to 26, it says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen the way of the man of God went, which came to Judah. And we know Judah means praise. Bless his name. And he said unto his son, saddle me an ass. So they saddled him an ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, thou art the man of God that camest from Judah. And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread or drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of God tonight, bless his name, that I should not do it. Bless his name. He was given strict instruction by God to not eat. He said, thou shalt not eat no bread. God said, I should not drink no water here, nor turn and go home or go by the way that I came. Verse 18, he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art, and an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, bless his name tonight, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drank water in this place, of which the Lord did say unto thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. Hast, after he had eaten the bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him an ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he had gone, a lion met him by the way, and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way. And the ass stood by it, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard therefore, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord had delivered him unto the lion, which had torn him and slain him according to the word that the Lord had spake unto him. Now we're living in a time, people of God, and season where obedience must be done. It is mandatory that we obey God in this season. Hallelujah. If we got to walk in complete obedience to God and his word in order to escape the wrath and the judgment of God that is taking place in this earth. As we look at the beginning of this story, God sent a man. It did not say whether he was a prophet or not, but maybe he was, bless his name. It simply said he was a man of God that was sent from Judah by God with a direct message to King Jeroboam, who was responsible for erecting a false altar in Bethel. Oh, bless his name tonight. And Bethel, the definition of Bethel, it means the house of God, an ancient place and the seat of worship in Ephraim on the borders of Benjamin. It's a place in the south country of Judah, not far from Bathsheba and Ziklag. And the strong definition, it is called Bethel, a place in Palestine. So this is located in Palestine right now, bless his name. And so he met King Jeroboam standing by the altar, this man of God, in the house of God, ready to burn incense. But the prophet stopped him in his tracks and began to prophesy against the altar. He did not prophesy against the king, but he had prophesied against the altar. Anytime you are burning incense, you are making a sacrifice to something or some kind of spirit. They burned incense in the temple, tabernacle, in the time of Moses that went up as a sacrifice unto God. They had to keep it burning day and night. Today, there are many leaders of nations and churches that is doing just what this king did. Today, there is no respect for the altar of God in the house of God. All kinds of people are using the altar for selfish reasons. Bless his name on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Be with us tonight. Hallelujah. For political sermons, for preaching down on other people. Let us look at the importance of the altar, because we need to understand exactly what the altar is all about, to understand why God sent the man of God to destroy the altar. The altar represents the place where prayer and intercession goes up to God. In the old, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, yes, Lord, and the hallelujah, Jesus, in the Old Testament, the altar was located in the holy place of the tabernacle, glory to God. Aaron was instructed to burn incense on the altar, oh, bless his name, on tonight, each morning and at twilight, every day as an offering unto the Lord.
And you can find that in Exodus chapter 37 through 8. God gave the recipe for making the incense and stipulated that no other incense should ever burn on the altar. Blessed Zeb King was burning a different kind of incense on the altar, and so God had to deal with him because God only accepts one type of offering. It has to be a sweet-smelling savor in his nose. What we're giving up as an offering today, we give our prayer as an offering. Our worship could be an offering. But is it acceptable unto God is the question. The fire used to burn. The incense was always taken from the altar of burnt offerings outside the sanctuary. That's Leviticus chapter 16 and 12. Never was the altar of incense to be used for a burnt offering, a grain offering, or a drink offering. That's Exodus 30 and 9. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest was to put blood on the horns of the altar of incense to glory to God tonight to cleanse it. The altar of incense was called the most holy to the Lord. Bless his name. God, and that's Exodus 30 and 19. God's primary desire for his people is that we be holy, simply going through the rituals required by the law, including the burning of incense on the altar of incense, was not enough to make the Israelites right with God. God wanted their hearts and lives to be right, not just their formality. We have a lot of formality happening today like it was back then. A lot of people doing rituals and doing all kind of things in the house of God, but their hearts are not right in the sight of God. Oh, bless his name today. And he wants our hearts and lives to be upright before him. During Isaiah's time, oh, glory to God tonight, the people were disobedient to God. And today there is even more disobedience to God. Even, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, even though the Israelites are disobedient to God, they still continue to perform their temple rites. And that is why God said, through his prophet in Isaiah chapter 1 and 13, stop bringing meaningless, glory to God, incense that he was about to burn on the altar. God said, stop bringing meaningless incense as an offering to me. He said, it's detestable to me. So with this kind of incense that he was about to burn on the altar was detestable, and in the eyes of God, it was no good. Blessed him. And so God sent this prophet, this young man, to go to this king that was burning this incense on the altar that was no good, to warn him to stop it. Bless his name. So this man of God, as we read it, what was more important to God than bringing the proper incense at the proper time, this king did not do it. He did not decide to do it. He decided to do it his way. Bless his name. And so as we look at it, at the altar of incense, burning the proper incense at the proper time with the proper fire, with the proper implement, was having a good proper heart before God. And so this king's heart was not proper before God. He was doing things his way, so God had to stop him in his track. And so as we look at this today, many people in the body of Christ, hallelujah, their hearts are not proper before God, and they're trying to send an incense or send a prayer or sacrifices before God that is not acceptable. Hallelujah. So many people's lives are not lined up to the word of God, and so God is not accepting a lot of the prayer, a lot of the praise or worship that is going up, because your lifestyle has to be lined up. Bless his name. And they're trying, if you look at these movie stars, they had the Grammys the other day, all the Beyonce, them and those people, oh, I thank God, and they share them says, which God are they thanking? They can't say Jesus. Then I would probably think they mean in the God I serve, but they have to say God and cry and boo tears. But we know which God that they were talking about. Bless his name. And so as we look at this today, many people in the body of Christ, their hearts are not proper before God, and they're trying to send an incense before God that is not acceptable. He said, he that has a clean hand and a pure heart, not given into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he said that one will receive answers to their prayer. God will answer your prayer, blesses him. So there is a qualification that you have to have before God in order for God to move. And so people think that you can give God anything, think he accepted. God, when they bought the lamb, it had to be without spot. It had to be without blemish. It had to be perfect. So God is looking for a perfect incense, a perfect sacrifice. Glory to God. And if we're not praising him perfectly, if we're not worshiping him perfectly, if we're not praising him in a perfect way, we are wasting our time. That is what he's looking for. Our praises, he said, offer unto me the sacrifices of praise. But are we doing that? In scriptures, incense is often associated with prayer. David prayed in Psalm chapter 141 and verse 2, may my prayer be set before you like incense. In Revelation chapter 5 and 8 and 8 and 3, John had a revelation of heaven. He saw the elders around the throne. They were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. Every time you send up a prayer, God is putting it in a bowl to bless his name. And so he saw it like incense burning, bless his name. Luke chapter 1 and 10, Zechariah the priest was offering incense in the temple tonight, glory to God, while all the assembly of worshipers were outside praying. They could not, so they were outside praying, sending up intercession while he was in there dealing with the incense. So God would have particular people deal with the incense as he did in the Old Testament. And so what he's saying, there are particular persons that are burning the night oil, that are burning in prayer, burning in worship, burning in my God praises, and it's going straight up to God, whereby there's some who just casual and unconcerned and lukewarm is hitting the roof and coming back down, because God is looking for more. He's looking for a perfect praise. God wants us to come up higher. Some people, you have to push them to praise, ask them to praise, ask them to open their mouth, and they will be rebellious and disobedient, refuse to listen to the praise conductor as if they're doing them a favor. We've got to realize when we come to the house of God, it becomes all about God and not the devotional leader, not the one who's pleading with you to please stand up and clap your hands. If you have a relationship with God, nobody has to tell you to do that. You will enter his gates with thanksgiving, and you will enter his courts with praise, and you will send up your praise as an incense, hallelujah, unto the Lord God Almighty. Bless his name tonight. The altar of incense is a symbol of the prayer of God's people. Our prayer ascends to God as the smoke of the incense ascended in the sanctuary. Bless him. Tonight, as the incense was burned with fire from the altar, our prayers must be kindled with fire. There are different kinds of prayer. Our prayer should be heated. He said effectual fervent prayer. Fervent means heat. Fervent means density. It's something that is hot. Is your prayer intense? Is your prayer hot? Is it fervent tonight? And so we've got to understand that God is expecting more that we're giving him. He has given us so much. He has given us life and strength and health. He has given us food and shelter. And we're just so lukewarm about what we're sending up as praise to God. We're so lukewarm in what kind of worship and prayer we're sending up for God. But God is saying tonight that your prayer should be with fervent heat. Oh, glory to God, even as the incense burned with fire on the altar. Our prayers must be kindled with fire. The fact that the incense was always burning means that we should always be praying. Hallelujah. Jesus always, man, should never stop praying. Glory to God. Luke chapter 1, bless his name, and 18 and 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint. Hallelujah. This is not the time to faint and fall out and get bottled out of shape and lack of faith. It is time to pray the prayer of faith. It is tonight. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 17, it tells us to pray without ceasing. Now that the children is in trouble, the grandchildren is in trouble with this LGBTQ community taking over in the school, in the food stores, their pictures of babies and everything wearing these colors, and they're teaching them all kind of filthy things, all type of filthy books. Our God, in the school, we need to really be fervent, heated in our prayer, because we've got, God is looking for someone that would stand in the gap and build up the hedges in prayer. The altar of incense was holy to the Lord and was attuned for with the blood sacrifices of animals. It is the blood of Jesus, glory to God, tonight that is applied to our hearts that make our prayers acceptable. Only because of Jesus Christ, a lot of the prayers that is going up is acceptable because of the sacrifice. He became the animal. He became that atoning animal. Hallelujah, that his blood was shed. Our souls are redeemed because of his shed blood tonight. Oh, bless his name. We thank God for him, for Jesus Christ on tonight. Glory to God. The altar of incense can also be seen as a picture of the intercession of Jesus that goes up before God on behalf of his people day and night. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is making intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Oh, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah tonight. The altar had incense burning on it. This king had some type of incense burning on this altar. And what he was doing, anytime you're not invoking the presence of the Lord or the Spirit of God, then you are invoking another spirit. You are calling up another spirit because incense draws spirit to you. Each incense carry a spirit. And so whatever incense you're burning, that spirit is going to show up. And so you got to know which incense you're burning if you're burning it in your house. And so this king was burning an incense, and it wasn't to glorify God. It wasn't a worship unto God. It wasn't praise. He was doing it for evil. And so God sent this prophet to warn him and not to want, yes, to warn him. And so he spake to the altar, bless his name. And as we look at 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 13, 1 to 3, it says, "And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Jeroboam, stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, 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 thus said the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and man's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord had spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull his hand in again. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of God. And so Jeroboam had heard what the man of God was saying, he tried to grab the man of God because he didn't want to hear and he didn't like what he was saying. When the king tried to grab the man of God, his hand became paralyzed that he could not move his hand. And the prophecy that was spoken, it happened right then and right there. Instantly, this prophecy came to pass right before his very eyes. And when God has given you, we got to understand that when God has given us a direct message for a person and they reject it, they need to realize that they are rejecting God himself. So this king didn't realize that he was coming up against God. He thought it was just a man. And so the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, then God is calling you and sending you out to do his work or to carry messages, and people reject you. The Bible says if they reject you, they reject God himself. And so this king suffered the consequences because because he rejected the word of God from the demand of God. And so he suffered the consequences. Now, Jeroboam, whatever a person used to try and hurt you, if you look at him, find people just like this king. Whatever they used to try and hurt you would be the same thing that God would use to destroy your enemies. Hallelujah tonight. Whatever a man sow, the Bible says he shall reap all seed, also reap. King Jeroboam had to humble himself and ask the same man of God that he attacked to ask God to restore his hand. And the man of God didn't have an attitude. He didn't get upset. He didn't say, I'm not going to pray for you because you tried to hurt me. He just ran over and prayed for this king, and his hands were restored. And if you look at that, some of us in the body of Christ, if somebody attack us or come up against us, we will get mad. Our souls will begin to get emotional, and we will have attitude and say, I ain't speaking in them no more. I don't want nothing to do with them no more because they talk about me, because they hurt me, child. I don't want to be around those type of people. Hallelujah. So we look at what the person did. But God says, as often as you forgive, he says, forgive 77 times 7, 490 times in one day if somebody offends you. But as soon as we get offended, we want to get upset and turn away. And God says, you don't forgive those who trespass against you. He can't forgive you your trespasses. And so this man of God, right away, he forgave this king who tried to literally kill him for bringing a word from God. And so you're going to find in this hour, you're going to have opposition just like this. People are going to come, they are going to come against you. They may even try to hurt you. But you've got to know that the power on the inside of you is greater than the attack that is coming up against you. And verse 6 says, and the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. The king, now with a new mindset, he had this, gave him a new mindset and respect for the man of God. Hallelujah. And what he did, invited him in to talk. Bless his name. And so when you see that you're walking upright with God and you're doing what God says, and God will let them know that I sent you, and God will let signs follow you if he sent you, and so they cannot doubt that you are of God. And so that's what happened in this aspect with this man. And so because the king was grateful, he said, I want you to come home into my house. But the man of God was not interested in anything that the king had to offer him. Oh, bless his name. He went his way. In 1 Kings chapter 13, 7 to 10, it says, and the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half of thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For it was charged to me by the word of God, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came. How many of us tonight, if God gave us direct instruction to tell us, I don't want you to go this way. I don't want you to hang up with this person. I don't want you to go to this house. Don't go to the club. Don't go this way. Are we obeying God? Do we know the voice of God that God sends, and your spirit, you feel something. You say, I feel something telling me. No, God is telling you. Maybe he's trying to save you from something. And so this is the time we got to be sensitive and discerning to know if God has given us direction to obey God. And so he decided that he was going to obey God. Bless his name. And because of his obedience to what God told him to do, his enemy now became his friend. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16 and 7, when a man ways please God, hallelujah tonight, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Oh, bless his name on tonight. In verse 9, the man of God let the king know that he was charged by the word of God to obey God. No eating bread or drinking water, and do not go the same way he came. Oh, bless the name of the living God tonight. This verse says that he went another way. way and return not the same way he came to Bethel. The twist here is that another prophet heard what happened to the king through his sons and sent for the man of God and invited him to eat with him. Bless his name. And so we're looking at the man of God and how he disobeyed God. And if you go to 1 Kings, we go into chapter 11 through 18, it says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the work that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, and the word which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way the man of God went, which came from Judah? And he said unto his sons, saddle me an ass. So they saddled him an ass, and he rode thereon and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me. Oh, bless his name, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread or drink water with thee in this place. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt not eat no bread, nor water, or drink no water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Verse 18 says, he said unto them, I am a prophet as thou art, and an angel spoke unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto the man of God. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. Now, if you look at this, he does tell this old prophet that I'm not going back with you because I got a direct word from God's mouth, his name, on tonight. And I am not going back. And because this man says to him, a lying spirit got into the mouth of this old prophet. And because this old prophet, my God, came to him and told him, an angel spake unto me, he decided to listen to what this man of God said. The prophet who went for the man told him to come and eat, went with the man who told him to come and eat bread. The man of God told him the same thing that he told the king in verse 16. And so he stood up at one point, and just because this man used a heavenly being to say that you can come back. He didn't say God said. He said an angel said to come back. So the old prophet opened up himself for a deceptive lying spirit to overtake him and lied to the man of God, telling him in verse 18 that an angel spake unto him by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back into his house that he may eat bread. And if you look at Galatians chapter 1, 8 through 9, it says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Oh, glory to God tonight. Verse 9 said, as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Here in Galatians, Paul was disappointed that many new converts, glory to God tonight, were following false teachers who taught a different gospel. You will find a lot of immature believers in this last hour, just like they were back then, will receive and accept distorted teachings. Glory to God. False teachings can be very persuasive, and it continues to be persuasive in this last hour. A lot of people are being persuaded by these false teachings and these false teachers that are deceptive and are out there. Paul warned the Galatians, glory to God tonight, that those who preach the gospel must preach no other gospel. It has to be lined up with the same gospel from God, lest they be accursed. According to the Greek translation, curse means a person that is doomed for destruction. God is going to destroy the person that preaches any other doctrine that is against what God, that Paul them preached in the Bible. And so we need to have discernment to know, people of God, in this hour, if we are under any cursed leadership. We got to know if we are under the right leadership, because some of these leaderships are cursed. Why? Because many are under a contaminated atmosphere, sugar-coated atmosphere, and compromising atmosphere. They are not preaching the same gospel, hallelujah, because so many don't know the word of God, don't take time to study or read the word. They are under a lot of these cursed ministries that are operating under a curse. And so we got to know who we're eating from. We got to know who is leading us. We got to know if they're teaching the right gospel and not sugarcoating and compromising the gospel. The old prophet lied to him about what God said and told him God said he could, the angel said he could come back with him and eat. The man of God went back and did eat and drink with this lying prophet. God then spoke to the lying prophet to give the man of God a message of doom. The same mouth that lied to the prophet, God used the same mouth to tell the man of God about his destruction. Oh, bless his name tonight. We need to understand through a direct prophetic word, or if the word of God is being preached to us, Paul is telling us to believe what the word of God says. He said, even if an angel preached to you any other gospel aside from what they are preached, even that angel itself will be cursed. Oh, glory to God tonight. He repeated of glory to Jesus. Even the angels will receive a curse if they divert from what God has spoken. And so God, if the angel is going to get cursed, how much more you think us as humans will receive a curse if we are not preaching the adulterated word of God that has been grafted, word that is able to save our souls. Paul repeated himself. He said, I say again to make sure they heard what he was saying. He now tells them that if anyone preaches any other gospel to you aside from what you have received, let that man be accursed. Oh, glory to Jesus Christ on tonight. Glory to God. God, we thank you tonight. And so if we look at this young man of God, he brought a curse upon himself. Glory to God, because what? Why? He received another word from an older man who called himself a prophet. Oh, help us tonight, Jesus. And told him that an angel gave him instruction to disobey God. Holy Ghost fire tonight. We've got to be careful if somebody's coming to you and saying, God tell you something when God did not say it, you find yourself under a curse for disobeying God. In this last hour, glory to God, tonight, we are dealing with a lot of false, lying prophets that are deceiving so many people in the body of Christ. The reason why, glory to God, tonight, they are deceived is because they have itching ears. And many believe a lie before they believe the truth. Like this prophet, he was given direct instruction by God himself. But what he did, he believed a lying spirit, glory to God tonight, that jumped in the old prophet and caused him to receive a curse over his life. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1-4 says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Bless his name. And so he's saying there's a charge. And charge means to testify, to religiously charge, to attest, to testify to. Talk about solemn testimony, affirming a thing by testimony, cause it to believe. And so he said, I'm charging you to preach the word. In verse 2, see, there's a charge to preach the word. What he's saying, to solemnly affirm the word, to testify about the word, to earnestly preach the word. God is saying tonight, he said, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. People don't want to be rebuked today. They don't want to be reproved, and they don't want to be corrected today by nobody, not even by their own leaders. And so they're going through things, they're dealing with a lot of mishaps in their lives, and they're trying to figure out what went wrong. And if you look at the word incense, it says a place, at a place, upon a place, over a place, and it also says especially use of persons coming upon one suddenly. And so he said, be incense. And so he said, the word there suddenly got my attention. So he said, preach the word suddenly. Let it be in season and let it be out of season. It is time to preach the word of God. Go out there and if you make yourself available, the word of God is in you already. It will come out of you suddenly if we apply it to ourselves. Verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Hallelujah tonight. Shall hallelujah, glory to God tonight, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn into fables. And the word fables in the lexicon means a fiction or an invention or a falsehood. And so that's what is happening in this earth today. A lot of people are turning to fables and fiction and falsehood. They don't believe the truth anymore. And so it's causing them to walk in disobedience and rebellion against God. Many today have a lot of curses over their lives because of disobedience. They are going to service where they make you feel emotional, make you shout, make you dance, make you scream, make you jump up and down, but they are preaching another gospel. The gospel they're preaching, my God, is not bringing deliverance. No salvation is coming forth. My God, no signs and wonders taking place. The gospel they preach now is about prosperity, about blessing. And God say when he did not sigh lies for money and material possessions. So glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, oh, glory to God. So many are even receiving another word from someone who sounds like an angel. Glory to God tonight. The spirit of persuasion is dominating a lot of Christians in this last hour. We have to come, glory to God tonight, to the point in our lives. If God said something, it does go, oh, shandala bahosaya. Yes, God, the bakesho told to be unsire. Oh, help me tonight, Jesus. It does not matter how anointed that person may be. Glory to God tonight. It doesn't matter how gifted that person may be. If they are giving you a different word that God has not spoken, break off running for your life. Glory to God, for you can end up like this man of God, dead. Oh, glory to God tonight. God is saying, stand on my word that I have given you. Stand on the principle of my word in this last hour. Hallelujah tonight, God. The young prophet brought a curse, and the end for him was destruction because of his disobedience to a direct word that he received straight from the mouth of God. Oh, help us to obey you in this hour, Jesus. The old prophet tells the man of God that God said he would die because he came back to eat and to drink. I'm not sure, my God, about you tonight, but if I was the man of God, I would have been upset with myself, and I would have been upset with that prophet, that lying prophet that gave me a word, bless his name. And the same prophet who gave him a word to come is the same prophet to tell him that he's going to die. I probably would have tried to hit him or do something to him. Oh, bless his name, because I was deceived by him. And so that is happening in this hour with God has given you a word, and somebody say there is a prophet, a prophetess, apostle, a bishop, and they coming and telling you, God gave me a word for you. Bless his name tonight. And it's not lining up with what God has already told you. In verse 20, we see here that God used the same prophet who lied to the man of God to prophesy truth. Glory to God to the same man. Hallelujah on tonight to let him know that he was my God tonight in trouble with God. Hallelujah. Jesus, verse 21 says that this old prophet cried unto the man of God that came from Judah saying, ah, Lord God tonight, hallelujah, For as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, glory to God tonight, hallelujah, and has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but hallelujah, but came back, oh, glory to God tonight, and eat bread and you drink water in this place, wherefore God had forbidden him, hallelujah, to eat and drink. He told him that his body will not go back home for his funeral service. Hallelujah, God tell me he's going to die in that land. His family will not see him no more. I don't know if he had wife or children, but God said your funeral will not be in your homeland. His funeral was held right in the land of Judah. Glory be to God tonight. And God is saying, my God, if we don't obey God, we may find ourselves getting buried in another nation, maybe in another city, my God, maybe in somebody else's grave. We don't know what's going to happen, because in this hour, obedience is the key to entering into eternal life. Obedience is the key to blessing, to be released from God. This is the hour and the time we, glory to God, tonight must hold on to the sure word of prophecy. If God has given you it, he said, hold on to the sure word of prophecy that you have received from him. No matter if someone who you know and trust, you know they hear from God, if God's different from you and they come talking anything, you better be careful. If they come, it should be confirmation of what God said to you. They should be able to come and confirm to you what somebody has probably prophesied to you or what God himself spoken to you directly. But if they come speaking another command or a different word from God, you better break off running and don't listen. You better run for your life. Sometimes you might have a vision or a dream that will cause you to divert from the word God has spoken over your life. And so we got to be careful of the visions and the dreams. Sometimes the enemy will give you a dream to divert you of the path that God has you on. In Jeremiah chapter 14 through 16, it says, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them. Hallelujah, God. Neither have I spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so God is saying, you have these prophets prophesying lies and using the name of Jesus. And he's saying, tonight I did not send them, just like that man of God, that old prophet. God did not send him to that prophet, but he went on his own, hallelujah, tonight, and gave this young prophet a commandment that God did not give him. Oh, glory to God tonight, and caused this man his life. Hallelujah. The Bible said they prophesy unto you a false vision. And so you got to be careful of your vision, hallelujah, that can deter you of the path that God has you on. Be careful of divination. These witches and these warlocks are working through some of these prophets, are operating in these witchcraft spirits and doing divination in the house of God. And so God says they're doing something that will come to naught, and they're doing something that is deceitful in their heart. He said, be careful of these people. Glory to God tonight. He said, said the Lord, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not. Yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. He said, by sword and famine shall these or those prophets be consumed. And so God said there's going to be a famine. And if he said things are getting ready to happen in the face of the earth, and someone coming behind and said, God ain't going to do that, I don't believe God is going to send no famine and no sword and no destruction across the land. He said, be careful of listening to these type of people. If he had spoken it, then we better be careful of someone who is coming up against the word of God, because God is saying tonight that person who is coming up against his word and say that they are prophets, they are going to be consumed. Verse 16 said, and the people to whom they prophesied shall be cast in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. And so he said, whoever listens to these false prophets are going to find themselves in trouble. Bless his name tonight, and they shall have no one to bury them. Oh, bless his name tonight, and their wives and their sons and their daughters. Hallelujah. And he said, for I will pour their wickedness upon them, said the Lord tonight, and the man of God left on his donkey while he was traveling back. A lion met him. And so after he listened to this false prophet, hallelujah, prophesying to him, but this lion spirit telling him that God said he went on his way. While traveling, he ran into a lion on his way that killed him. Any find ourselves in the position where we are listening to false prophets like this man of God did, we will find ourselves either dead like this man of God or in a whole lot of destruction and devastation and troubles will begin to hit our lives. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so Jeremiah chapter 23, 14 to 16 tells us, I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem and horrible things. They committed adultery and walk in lies. They strengthened also the hands of evildoers that none doeth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom and inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. And we know that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of all the abominable, detestable, perverted things that were going on. And so God is saying here in this chapter that these prophets who are strengthening the hands of the evildoers and not turning them away from their wickedness, he said they are like Sodom and they are Gomorrah. And these type of prophets, they live adulterous lifestyles. They are lying to you, bless his name, and they're strengthening in the hands of those who are doing a bunch of wickedness. And so God is saying tonight, we know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. They are getting ready to face destruction even in this last hour because a lot of them are out there. Bless his name tonight. And it was destroyed by fire. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire. Bless his name tonight. Today it is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. So there is a lake of fire awaiting those who are practicing the lifestyle of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, bless his name. It was not even all about homosexuality, but that was a rich, prosperous place. They were in prosperity. They were living life large and in charge. And so God is saying, Sodom and Gomorrah, the luxurious lifestyle and all they did along with this LGBTQ community, they're going to face the fire eternally. And then when you see God is finished with this earth, oh, bless his name. Therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone out into all the land. Thus said the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of God. That old prophet did not speak out of the mouth of God. And so he caused this prophet, hallelujah, his death. Be careful for those who are not speaking to you out of the mouth of God. And if it's not out of the mouth of God, they can cause you to literally lose your way. Glory to God. And when you look at wormwood, something that is bitter, it is something, my God, that is poisonous. And so poisonous and bitterness represent destruction. It represents hardship. It represents probably diseases and sicknesses. It could represent a whole lot of things that are negative. And so God said he's going to send them. God, hallelujah. And so verse 24 says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. This is Matthew 24:24-27. And it says, behold, I have told you before, bless his name. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And if you're watching YouTube and other media, you will see people sharing videos of people who saying that they are Jesus and they come in the flesh and they wearing these long white garments with their hair long hair with beard and saying they are Jesus walking the earth. And so he said, be careful of these false prophets. And they have a lot of followers following them because these people don't know the word of God. Here we see that Jesus is telling us what is going to take place before he comes. He's letting us know to prepare for his coming, but he said it shows here that we should arise, that there should arise false Christ. That's the first thing, and false Christ means false anointing of there, and it's hard to tell the difference between the real anointing and the false anointing, just like it was in the time of Moses. He did whatever the magicians did, whatever Moses do. And so these false anointed people can cause signs and wonders to happen to bring deception. Like we're seeing today, false prophets, we have millions of people prophesying and calling themselves prophets, bless his name, and prophetess and seers. He tells us that they will be showing great signs and wonder. Don't we see a lot of the churches all over the world with people prophesying and doing all kind of miracles, signs, and wonder? People of God tonight, they're doing all kind of questionable things in the house of God. He said these prophets and those who operating under a false anointing, he is getting ready to expose them. He is doing it now. He said even it was possible, he said even the very elect will be deceived. If it were possible, but praise God that God have us sealed until the day of redemption. God have us covered with his shed blood to protect us from these deceptive people that are in the earth. That young man was elected by God that to do a work for God. He was given specific instructions by God for this work. He did great signs and wonder that happened right after he spoke against the altar. Oh, bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. But he was still deceived. Hallelujah, Jesus. He did this. He still began to break down. What he spake come to pass instantly. And he was still deceived. Hallelujah. Because someone else told him that they were a prophet. The Bible says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Glory be to God. In the Bible, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit with the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Verse 2 said, hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. And so people are denying Jesus and still talking about God, then they are not of God. Because you have a lot of people, they will say everything except Jesus. They don't accept him as God. And so they are lying spirits, and we've got to be careful. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and now it is already in the world. And so this Antichrist spirit is already here. It's not on the way. God is saying it's already here. Verse 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. And so God is telling us tonight that we have the greater one on the inside of us. And so we have God on the inside of us. Then we should not be easily deceived. He said things about this. The sad thing about this is that God gave, and as I'm closing right now, he gave a command or a word for this young prophet. He said, an angel told me, this man of God said, this false prophet said, an angel told me to go, my God, tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, to show that this young man did not use discernment, the wisdom to take a stand on the command and the word that he received from the mouth of God. We have got to come to a place in this last hour in our lives, glory to God, that when God speaks directly from his mouth, which is his word, he made to a prophetic voice, we have to be discerning to know that it is coming directly from the mouth of God, or we will be deceived and receive the wrath of God and end up dead like this young man. And there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that are lacking discernment. And so the man of God is killed. Bless his name. He is killed by this lion. Hallelujah. And if you look at this, when you look at what is happening here, in verse 24, the lion didn't eat him, just killed him and stood by the dead body and lit his donkey on the other side. We know that it's highly impossible for a lion to just kill something and don't eat it or tear it to pieces. But here we see in verse 24, the donkey on one side and the lion on the other side, which demonstrates the power of God to control any creature, glory to God tonight, any created thing, hallelujah, that he has made. God can get the animals to be tamed. God can get the animals to obey. But us who are created in his image and likeness, us who have understanding and intelligence, are the ones who are disobeying God. The lion heard the voice of God and just sat there by that body and did not touch it, did not even destroy the donkey. Oh, bless his name tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But with us, we are giving God so much trouble because we refuse to obey God. Oh, bless his name tonight. It's the same thing that happened with Daniel in the lion's den. God stepped in by his spirit tonight and shut down the mouth of the lion, and they obeyed what God told them to do. Are we obeying God like these animals tonight? He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, bless his name tonight. This young man sacrificed his life for food and water like many of us are doing today. We are disobeying and rebelling against the word of God, and so the consequences is that devastation, destruction, sicknesses, pain, plague, and many more things that we see happening, oh, glory to God, right now is because of deliberate disobedience and rebellion against God. In verse 25, it says that the people passed by and saw the carcass of the man lying in the road with the lion and the donkey beside him. And what they did? They went and told the old prophet, the old lion prophet, what they saw. And in the verse it said, the old prophet heard what they said. He knew it was the man of God, even though we may hold titles. Even though we hold titles in the church, it will not matter if we are walking in disobedience. You can hold as much time as you want, but you can end up dead just like this man if we are walking in disobedience. And so this old lion prophet, what he saw came to pass. He told him that he was going to die. Blesses him. I'm going to ask this question. Are we doers of the word of God? Are we doing what God has spoken to us? Are we obeying the instructions in the Bible? Old prophet heard about the death of the man of God. He said, this is the man that was disobedient. The old prophet said in the Bible that this was the man that was disobedient to the word of God. So therefore, God is the one that delivered him unto the lion, which had torn him and slain him according to the word that God has spoken unto him. We cannot take the word of God lightly tonight, people of God. If God says to do something, he means exactly what it says. When we walk in disobedience, God will bring us to open shame and disgrace. He will cause the ones who disobey him to be exposed and brought to open shame for not obeying his instructions and command, for not obeying his words. Don't let us fall, which obedient prophet did. He did so many great things for the Lord, but in the end, because he did not take heed or listen to the word of God, his end was death. Many of us should have and could have ended up like this man. We probably should have been dead. We could have ended up like this young man. But God said to us tonight that it was his grace. It was his grace upon our lives that many of us are still alive today. Oh, glory to God. It was the grace of God that saved us from many destructive paths, he stopped the death angel from taking our lives. Oh, glory to God tonight. He said it is time to obey his voice and live. Obedience is better than sacrifice tonight, people of God. I am done tonight, but God is saying it was the grace of God. Many of you have been in terrible accidents. Many of you had strokes. Many of you had heart attacks. Many of you have brain aneurysm, some kind of lung failure. Some of you came through COVID-19. You should have been dead. So it is my grace, glory to God, tonight that is sufficient. It is my grace that kept you. This young man lost the grace of God because of this obedience. God said, obey me. It's going to take the grace of God to bring us through, because many of us refuse to obey God the way that he desires. God tell you pray in the morning. If God tell you to do this or that, we find excuses. We do it when we're ready, hallelujah, and when not God placed, when God placed something in your spirit, and if you know it's the voice of God, obedience is better than sacrifice. That young man sacrificed his life by going back and eating and drinking and didn't, oh, glory to God, tonight. This is a serious time, and this is a serious message for us tonight. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We don't want to end up like this man. We don't want to listen to all kind of voices that saying, God say, you too, and they're listening. We got to be careful who we're listening to. And so, God, I thank you for your word tonight. Bless your word. Bless the hearers, God. Have your way tonight, God, in our lives. We want to thank you, God, for sending your word to heal us, because you love us that much. We want to thank you for sending your word to set us free, because you love us that much. And you desire us to be saved. You desire us to be liberated from bondage to disobedience, oh God. And so we thank you tonight, God, that we would hide this word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you by walking in disobedience and rebelling against what you have given us to do, what you told us to do, and against your word at large. And so, God, we seal this word tonight against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. And may, God, your people have been edified tonight, and you receive the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if there are any one of you on this platform tonight and you desire prayer, you may press star 6 and you may come on over to the platform, and we will stand in agreement with you and believing that God is going to move. And if you're not saved and you desire salvation tonight, it is open for you tonight. Don't continue to put up salvation if you know you're not saved. Tomorrow is only the grace of God that has you here. But a lot of people are wearing out the grace of God, the favor of God. One day the favor of God is going to move from your life, and it's going to be too late. Don't wait till it's too late to say, I surrender. Or don't wait till you're on a bed of affliction or a terrible act to say, God, now I'm ready to serve you. That's his name. And so you may press star 6 and come on over. I will pray for you. Now, I turn it back over to you, woman of God. There's nobody coming to the platform.
Praise God, praise God, praise God on tonight. What a serious word, what a serious word on tonight. But we feel God, we do want to give heed. Amen, we must give heed to the word on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. We have really got to get in a place where we really know God for ourselves, that we really know the voice of God. Amen. We must know it, people of God. Glory be to God. Amen. There are a lot of seducing spirits that are in the earth. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, we must get in a place to be able to hear God's voice for ourselves. Amen. Lest we be deceived, find ourselves being deceived. Glory to God. Even as a woman of God talking about the different leaders that are in the earth, We have got to make sure, people of God, that we know. We must know our leaders. And how do we know that? By the word of God. Amen. By the word that's already established. This is how we know the voice of God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God again. If there's anyone that would desire prayer, if there's anyone on tonight that desires prayer, you can come over to the platform side. The woman of God has extended on tonight. And we just thank God. Amen. We just thank God on tonight. We pray that you could get some good notes. Amen. Is there anyone, again, amen, just kind of felt the need to put it back out there? If there's anyone that desires prayer on tonight, glory to God, you can come. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, prophetess. We give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. We thank God for you allowing the Lord to use you, availing yourself in this time and in this hour. Glory to God, because we are truly in some crucial, crucial times. We're in some crucial times, amen. But no matter where we find ourselves, people of God, we must know, amen, Jesus, that the Lord is with us always. We must know this. We must know this, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God for you, prophetess. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And we just want to lift you up in prayer on tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight for the woman of God. We thank you for this time. Thank you again for this opportunity. We thank you for this prepared word for your people. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you tonight. We glorify you tonight, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up your servant tonight. We're lifting her up unto you, Father, asking that you would look upon her tonight. Look upon her favorably, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking this night that you would meet every need, her every desire. Father, we're asking that you meet every desire tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for what concerns her concerns you. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we give you glory on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you would bless your servant. Bless your servant on tonight. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, bless tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace, oh God, towards your servant on tonight. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you would open doors, yet open doors for your servant on tonight. Father, open doors of utterance, God, that this gospel may go forth in the earth. In the precious name of Jesus, that it may go forth and encourage, that it may go forth and those would be saved, that they would cry out unto you, glory to God, needing to be saved. And Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you, glory to God. We thank you again for this word. We thank you. We bless you now in the precious, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. Glory God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to continue to have your way. Continue to have your way. Let your divine will be done towards her. Let your divine, your uttermost will be done towards your servant on tonight. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. And Father, we're asking you tonight to cover her in your shed blood. Cover her tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Cover, oh God, everything that concerns her. Cover tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, tonight we do forbid backlash, oh God. We forbid backlash. Glory to God. We forbid retaliation of the enemy right now. In the precious name of Jesus, Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of the Most High, the blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we thank you Hey, God, we glorify you. We magnify you for doing it, oh God. We thank you for the shaking. We thank you for the turning in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we said be glorified. Continue to be glorified. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. In every heart tonight, say amen. Glory to God. And so it surely is. Glory to God. Prophetess, again, we thank God for you. Thank you for revealing yourself. Amen. To come and be with us. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for your commitment, for your dedication to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to you. Amen. For the final remarks and for the dismissal on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Bless God tonight for finding me worthy enough to even be a part of what he's doing on this platform. Bless his name. I praise him tonight for choosing me. I didn't choose him, but he chose me. So I give him the glory and praise tonight. And I'm very humbled to be a part of what God is doing on this platform and in this hour upon this prayer line. I am grateful tonight for you, evangelist, and the connection, for everybody that is connected to you. Let's give God praise for it. And I just reiterate tonight, don't let us call this like this disobedient prophet did. He did so many great things for the Lord, but in the end, because he did not take heed or obey God, we know what happened to his end. That's his name. So let us learn to obey the word of God, listen to the word of God. It's the time now, our way, to push our way like never before. This is the time for us to be sold out like never before. So instead of you being lukewarm, he's going to spew you out, which means he's going to vomit you out of his mouth. Bless his name. And we don't want God to vomit out of his mouth. So let us take heed and draw closer to God as the word of God comes on a nightly basis on this platform to build and strengthen, is to encourage and to push us to another level, another dimension of faith and obedience to the word of God. And so I just want to thank God for all of you tonight that are listening from wherever, Facebook, radio, wherever you're listening from tonight. I give God thank you tonight, leaders, young people, whoever, bless you tonight. So, God, I thank you for these people that have covered them with the shed blood, that you would meet every need tonight, that you would open doors in their lives, oh, God. Father, whatever they're lacking, God, God, let an abundance of rain begin to fall in the name of Jesus. God, those who take the time to come this sin, those who take the time to even dial the phone, God, bless their lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's something, God, that needs to be saved. I decree salvation over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, oh God, that let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, let the word be acceptable in our sight. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And now cover our with the blood of Jesus, the hiccups with the blood of Jesus, our workplaces and businesses with the blood of Jesus. Cover our children and grandchildren in the schoolhouses and the
universities.
Glory to God. With the blood, hallelujah, Jesus, us under the bohosa with the blood of Jesus. Our nieces, our nephews, oh God, with the blood of Jesus. The members that are out there in this time of this virus, God, cover us with the blood of Jesus. Against every God, infirmity, every affliction that enemy in the Holy Ghost fire, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. We cover
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus, thank the Lord. Thank you for the blood. Over the
thank
week,
you,
where we are. Ooh, God. Ooh, glory to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the blood.
Thank you for your
blood. Thank you, Jesus, for just protecting us. With the
thank you, Lord.
Of your presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We give God again thanks. We give God praise. We thank God again for you, prophetess. We thank God for you, people of God. We want to invite you to come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Know that you're covered. Know that you're shielded. Amen, Jesus. Listen at the word. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We pray and endeavor. If you would like to have a copy of the broadcast on tonight, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and get with us now so we can try to get it to you now. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like to have a copy, we want to go ahead and get it to you as soon as possible. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God for you. We appreciate you, people of God, and we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you now. God bless you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.